So I've been talking about the halach about not bringing weapons into a shul. We spoke about this, the machaber brings down that a person shouldn't bring a long knife into the shul. And then this is from the Sefer Kohen Olamo by Rav Arya Leibowitz, and he mentioned that even though the machaber says yesh osrim, that's not muchrach, that it's not a davar muskam, it may be a davar muskam. According to Tzitz Eliezer, it is a davar muskam that you can't bring the weapon into the shul. And then, but the mechaber, his source is from one of the Rishonim, the Orach Chaim. Then we said, well, there's a Gemara. It says in Masechta Nehedra, we went over this yesterday, that Pinchas, he vayikacham mitochida vayikach romach biado. Eda means the Sanhedrin. So when he left the base medrash, he took a weapon in his hand. That it sounds like that he couldn't have the weapon. Was so why is that not a good raya? So we, and that should be a proof. Why does the Beis Yosef rely on the Orach Chaim? So it could be that would only be a proof for a base medrash. A Beit Knesset has a higher level of kedusha, so that might be one reason why he doesn't bring it. But on the other hand, he says, like Mitzat Sfara, why is it that we don't bring weapons into the shul? And again, we said yesterday it was pikuach nefesh, obviously you could, but we're talking about where it's not a pikuach nefesh situation. So the reasons given, we'll see, there's another reason you can give, but he says that tefillah is ma'arechet yamav shel adam, tefillah lengthens a person's life, and the sakin is shortens a person's life. And we'll see in other places in Shas that it has a similar idea, so therefore we don't bring it in. So if that's the svara, so the same svara would apply to the base matter, same svara would apply to the shul, so it's hard to understand from that side. Now, on the other hand, there seem to be some Gemaras that would seem to indicate that you are allowed to bring a weapon into the shul. Now, he quotes a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Yud Zayin. It mentions over there that there was Yud Chet Davar, there were 18 enactments that were made, and it says that there was a day when Beit Shammai was more numerous than Beit Hillel, and that day they got together and said, let's go vote. Sounds like the Congress. We got the votes, let's go for it. Anyway, so they voted 18 enactments they made that day. 18 enactments they made that day. So it says that the Gemara says Natsu Cherub Beit HaMedrash. They took a sword and plonked it down in the base medrash. Amru Anichnas Yikanes VaYotzei Yitzei. It sounds like our minyanim here, like they're afraid, like they're going to lose like the quorum for the best. And it's like, you know, you have the minyan, you know, you don't want to let the minyan to leave. So nobody leaves this room. He says Vo'oto Yom Ehil Kafuf Yoshev Neshamai Kecham Natalmidim VeKash Yisrael Kelim Shnasa Bo Ego. It's a very difficult day, like the day that the Ego was built. But you see from that whole situation that they did bring a sword into the base medrash, because that's what the Gemara says. That seems to cut in the other direction. And then he mentions another incident in the Gemara Masechet Yevamot. It says on Daf Ayin Zayin over there, that's where they were having a discussion with the status of David HaMelech's lineage. This is after, I think, the incident with Goliath. And Shaul says, like, who's his fellow? And the Gemara says, he was saying, like, what's his whole yichus? And so they said, well, they made these arguments, you know, Moavi, in other words, his mother, you know, he was descended from Rut, I should say. Not his mother, but David HaMelech was descended from Rut. So Rut was a Moaviyah. So Moaviyah is not allowed to come Bekal, can't, you know, marry in the rest of Klal Yisrael. So they had a drasha, you know, Moavi below Moaviyah, that only the Moavi can't come in, the Moaviyah could, but then they were asking a lot of kashas against it. So it says over there that Amasa ben Yitra, Yisraeli, he took a sword, and he says, Kumi sheno shumei halacha zu yidaker b'cherub, whoever doesn't listen to this halacha, you know, Moavi below Moaviyah, gets the sword. That also sounds like you have a weapon in the base medrash. So he says that, he quotes from the Shaz and Shubas Chem Tatzvi, he says that another reason why you can't bring a weapon into the base medrash is not related to being marich yamav. The reason is because you don't want somebody to corrupt the legal system into the votes. Like, nobody's going to take like a fair vote. I got a sword, a guy running around with a weapon, you know, something like that. So you want everything to be good that way. So if that's the case, So the Gemara, when it said about the Yud Chet Davar, the Gemara, so it doesn't mean that was the correct thing to do, because the Gemara says it was Yom Kasheh L'Yisrael, Ki Yom Shnasa Bo HaEgel. It was a terrible day, like when the Egel was made. So it could be that they were machriya the halacha through the cherev and not through the koach ha'emes. In other words, this is what the Ishas Tshuva Sechem Tzvi wants to say. In other words, he's trying to distinguish you should be allowed to bring a weapon in, because you see the Gemara has the bringing weapons in. He says, no, that wasn't a good situation to bring a weapon in. We don't want a weapon because we don't want people, to vote under the fear of mortal harm. So when the Gemara says it was Yom Kashal Yisrael, that means it was a bad day for Klal Yisrael, because they're all acting under that threat. And then he says the other Gemara with David HaMelech. So, and this is the way that the Rabbi Avi Levinson was saying it. It was a davar muskam, Moaviv lo Moaviyah, but it's a din shu of Morei b'malchut. In other words, David HaMelech had already been nimshach by Shmuel, and so he's saying whoever doesn't accept this halacha, gets the sword. But that was a din in Morei b'malchut. All right. Anyway, Naniach, whoever we come at it, at the end of the day, there is a halacha that you can't bring a weapon into a shul. And so this comes. So let's go down a little bit more with this. Now we mentioned that one idea. So we gave one idea about the base medrash. Maybe it's to threaten people. But the simple pshat is, it's not that the makatzir shouldn't be by the marek. The sword is makatzir. The sword cuts a person's life short. Or the gun, or whatever the weapon is, and either Torah or Tefillah is ma'arech a person's life. So we see this in other areas of halacha. Now, the first source for this we see, he quotes in Masechet Midot, it says that by the Mizbeach, I'm sure you've heard of this, it's Lo Tanif Aleihem Barzel, and in other words, they shouldn't use a sword to cut the stones for the Mizbeach, and HaBarzel Nivra LeKatzer Yamav Shel Adam. The barzel, the metal, was created to shorten man's life. He says, "B'mizbeach nevra la'arichin of shel adam," and the mizbeach, the altar, was created to lengthen a person's life. Ein obedin shiunav hamakatzer al hamaris. So it's not appropriate that the makatzer should wave over the stones of the marich, and that's the same reason it's brought down in the Mechilta. And all right, so that's one area where we see this. Now, he quotes from the Mishnah Berurah, and I'll wrap up with this, brings from the Magen Avraham, that if a person has to cut the chutei tzitzis, you have to cut the strings of tzitzis, you should cut them with your teeth and not with a knife. And the Maksid HaShekel explains, because it says, Lo tanif alehem barzel. So he says, it means the kavanah is that tzitzis also has an aspect of arichus yamim, like the Gemara teaches in Shabbos, because the avon of tzitzis meitim banav shel adam shem ketanim. The Gemara learns that certain aveirot, that the person's offspring die at a young age, and one of them is, for not observing the mitzvah tzitzis. This is what the Gemara says. So he says that they were makpid dafka to cut with the teeth, because the teeth have, there are 32 teeth in a person. We have some dentists here. I think they can verify. We have, is that correct, Stuart? We have 32 teeth. If a person of all your wisdom teeth are in, 32 teeth, he says, and there are also 32 chutim letzitzis. If you figure 8 on each corner, right? So 8 times 4, using advanced mathematics, is 32. So he says, So the idea is, Magen Avraham is saying that I shouldn't cut it with a sakin, because tzitzis has an aspect of arichus yamim. But if you observe the mitzvah of tzitzis, you get arichus yamim, you get a lengthening of days. If you don't observe the mitzvah of tzitzis, you don't get a lengthening of days. And if you take the metal and you cut the tzitzis with it, it's the same idea as the mizbeach. I'm using that which is mekatzir, a person's life, against that which is something which is marith. It's like two opposites. That's what the poskim are saying. So I shouldn't use it. So he says you could cut it with a different type of metal, silver or copper or a plastic knife, or to singe them with fire. Now somebody else in the basement was saying to me, he thought that's only when you've already actually tied the tzitzis. In other words, once it's tzitzis, then I can't trim it with a metal knife, something like that. But before then, they've not. Okay, we'll do more tomorrow. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything good? Okay.